Good morning, Dale.
Well, we've been reporting all morning that Jason Aldean is going to cancel some upcoming shows. Can you give us more on that?
Yeah, they're in California, and it's basically out of respect for the victims, their families, and his fans. Jason writes, "Thank you for the outpouring of love we've received over the last couple days. You guys have no idea how much you've helped get us through this tough time." Jason says his first time back on stage October 12th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that's going to be pretty emotional for he and his band.
Well, I can't imagine. You know, it's emotional for me coming in here to do this show. I don't know how you feel about it, but it's kind of tough, you know, when you're used to having fun and all that in the morning, to have this, I don't know, it's just like a dark cloud.
Yeah, like a serious tone when we're used to being goofy. So we know Luke Bryan will be a judge on Idol next year. We're just finding out he consulted good friend Blake Shelton, who gave Luke some advice about negotiating his fee. Blake says they probably had to pay up to get him on the show. Speaking of Luke, he says he knows he's finally made it in showbiz because yesterday he was a clue on the TV show Jeopardy. Contestants were asked what state gave us Luke Bryan and REM. Of course, it was Georgia.
I thought it would be more like, what shade of white is this guy's teeth? The answer, Luke Bryan.
What brand of strips does he use? Finally, Thomas Rhett asked Kenny Chesney how to become a stadium headliner. Kenny said, be authentic. People just want to know they could sit down and have a drink with you. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.